This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the challenge of textile waste, saying that it has become a major cause of worry for the entire world. Addressing the nation in his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Modi expressed concern over a finding that only less than 1% of textile waste is recycled into new clothes. He said India is the third country in the world where the maximum textile waste is generated. However, he noted that many commendable efforts are being undertaken in India to deal with this challenge. Speaking about water harvesting, the Prime Minister said as soon as summer approaches, preparations for saving water begins in many cities and villages. He expressed satisfaction that works related to water harvesting and water conservation have gained new momentum in many states. He noted that Jal Shakti Ministry and numerous NGOs are working in this direction. In the spirit of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat, Rajasthan State Foundation Day was celebrated with great enthusiasm and traditional fervor at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. Addressing the gathering, the governor emphasized that celebrating the foundation days of other states foster national unity, amity and goodwill among people. He also acknowledged the significant contributions of the Rajasthani community in Arunachal Pradesh's development and appreciated their efforts in preserving and sharing their cultural heritage. The students of Oju Welfare Association Nahalagan attended the program as the special guests of the governor. Governor K.T. Parnaik has extended his heartfelt greetings to the people of Arunachal Pradesh, Muslim brothers and sisters across India and everyone celebrating around the world on the joyous occasion of Eid ul-Fitr, which marks the end of the holy month of Ramzan. May this festivity fill our hearts with joy, our homes with harmony and our world with peace and prosperity, the governor wished in his message. Chief Minister Pema Khandu laid the foundation stone for 21 new projects worth 126 crore rupees at Kalaktang today. After the inauguration, Khandu took to social media and said that these projects will accelerate development in Kalaktang constituency. In the meantime, the CM has reaffirmed his commitment towards the progress and prosperity of the state. He was accompanied by the Minister of Indigenous Affairs, Mama Natung, State BJP President Kalung Moyong, former CM P.K. Thungon and other dignitaries. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has been featured at the 61st rank in the Indian Express's list of the 100 most powerful Indians. Sharing the news in a social media platform today, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main congratulated Khandu on the recognition and said that it is a testament to his dynamic leadership and firm commitment to the progress and development of Arunachal Pradesh. Main added that under his guidance, the state continues to achieve remarkable milestones across various sectors. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main, along with Namsai MLA Chao Jingnu Namchum, inaugurated Jivaka Hospital in Namsai today. In his address, Main extended his best wishes to Dr. Sufajing Namchum and the entire team of Jivaka Hospital, appreciating their noble initiative to strengthen the region's healthcare services. Inspired by Jivaka Komarabacha, the renowned physician of ancient India, Jivaka Hospital is set to provide specialized medical services including general surgery, gynecology, pediatrics, infertility treatments and diagnostics. Equipped with modern facilities and a dedicated team of doctors, the hospital aims to offer quality and affordable healthcare to the people of Namsai and nearby areas. In a significant step towards promoting cash crop cultivation alongside traditional field crops, Tawang MLA Namge Chering distributed hybrid vegetable seeds and organic liquid manure to local farmers at the DC office Tawang today. As part of the program, a technical session was conducted where entomologist K.B. Kayashta provided training on scientific cultivation methods for vegetable crops. Additionally, subject matter specialist plant protection, Lakshmi Priya Bora, conducted a demonstration on seed treatment techniques to prevent seed-borne diseases. The India Meteorological Department has issued yellow alerts for Kurunkume, Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, West Siang, East Siang and Anjao districts, and IMD has forecast rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.